Hello, thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is B. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
Well, that's why I got a
Huh?
fraud alert, and I'm
Okay.
just trying to figure out what this is. So, what company is this?
We service several online companies. If you provide me with your zip code, I can see what company you're calling in reference to.
My zip code's 84070.
84070, first and last name, please.
Jackie Frame.
Jackie.
It says at my credit card company said it was called Slender Trim Body or something like that.
Yeah, we service several different online companies, so it could be listed under anything, but your zip code is attached to your account. Would it be under another name other than Jackie? What was the last name?
Frame, like a picture frame. FRAME.
And it's JACKIE?
Just I.
JACKIFRAME. I don't have any frames, period. And you said 84070. Is
Yes.
your shipping address and your billing address the same?
Yes.
Okay. We can search other avenues. The phone number that I have on file for you is 801-554-78. I'm sorry, 7478.
Yes.
Okay, 801-554-7478. What was that zip once more?
84070.
84070. Here we are. Jackie Frame. All right, Ms. Frame, verify your address for me, please.
9199 South Brighton View Drive.
City and State.
Sandy, Utah, 84070.
All right, looking over the account, I see that you placed an order with the company Keto Ascend. You made a purchase for Keto Ascend and Keto Ascend Cleanse on February the 17th. You paid the $14.15 shipping and handling charge the company requires. You were on a 14-day trial. It shows that you were required to call within the 14 days if you were no longer interested. On the 15th day is when they charge you for the products that you were delivered on the 23rd of February. So that's the charge that you received on the 5th was $19.
So how can I cancel that?
Okay. Now, I can help you with that. First, I need to document some information. How is the product working for you?
You know what? I just started trying it and it's not doing what it says. So not real happy with it.
Okay. And you say you just started trying it. So you haven't had a full,
like 3 days.
Oh yeah. You can't receive results in 3 days. So what the company will allow is that you can get an extension to give it more time so that you can get on a regimen to see if you get the results that you are requesting or that you're trying to get. You can also receive a 35% discount on future orders.
No, I just like to cancel it if I could.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment.
I guess you always need to read that fine print.
All right. So I went ahead and got that cancellation in play. You should receive that within 24 to 48 hours. Was there anything else I can assist you with tonight?
So then we'll refund my card?
No, ma'am. The charges are valid because it wasn't canceled within the time frame that the company allowed. But it was canceled, so you won't receive any other charges from the company, nor will you receive any other product from them.
So I'm stuck paying that $100 for nothing.
I'm sorry?
So I'm stuck paying that $91 for nothing, basically.
The $92.90 for the product that you've already received? Yes, ma'am. That's what the charges are for.
So it was February 17th, right? And it was 14 days, which would have been, let's see. So it actually been like March 2nd, right? But if I didn't get it till the 23rd, wouldn't that 14 days be extended?
If you call in and let them know that you didn't receive it within 4 days of shipping.
I don't know when it came because it was in my box. Is there anyone else that I could talk to you about this?
We all follow the same protocol. But it's showing that it was delivered on the 23rd. So if you had spoken with the company on the 21st and advised them that you haven't received the shipment, then they could have extended it for you.
But yeah, so if it didn't get to the 23rd, then those 14 days should start after the 23rd and not the day that you order it because you want to try it.
If the customer does not contact the company and let them know that they need an extension, they have no way of knowing.
But, you know, you don't know that. You know, that's the thing. You don't know those things.
All that information
is said to
be on. Yeah, it's supposed to be on their website, so I'm not sure. All right. But I have canceled it for you. I can understand.
All right.
Thanks for calling customer service. Have a good evening.
Thank you.